Although Piero is thought to have begun his career as an artist in Florence, where he worked with his master Domenico Veneziano on the decorations, now lost, of the Sant'Egidio Chancel, the only examples of his work still to be found in the city are these fascinating portraits of Federico and Battista. The composition in itself resolves a complex problem in terms that were new for the period. The task was to establish a coherent relationship between the two heads in the foreground, portrayed in profile as they would have been on medallions, and the splendid landscape of the background, without resorting to a linking element of the sort used by Jan van Eyck, a painter often likened to Piero, in his Chancella Rollin Madonna, now kept at the Louvre. The close relationship that Piero manages to establish between the extreme distance of the background and the close-up heads of the Duke and Duchess also alludes to the power that they exerted with such firmness over their lands. Although Piero's attention to detail in portraying the blemishes on Federico's face or the jewels in Battista's hair reflects the influence of the Flemish school, his approach to reconciling detail with a unitary conception of space is totally original. Painters of the time had grasped the rules of perspective, which Piero enriches by combining them with a chromatic luminarism that he inherited from Domenico Veneziano.